If you told Columbus's crew to hang on to the bitter end, they probably would not take you up on that offer. That's because the definition has changed in the 500 plus years since the explorer made his first trip to the Americas. We board his ship on this edition of the American Countryside. In 1992, to commemorate the 500th anniversary of Columbus's arrival in the Americas, the citizens of Columbus, Ohio, decided to recreate his flagship, the Santa Maria.
Some of the business people got together. They raised the funds to have the ship built. The ship was built in Albany, New York. And then after they built the ship, they had to cut the ship they just built in half, put it on the back of two trucks, and truck it to this location because there's no waterways between Albany, New York, and Columbus, Ohio.
Linda Ketchum oversees the full-scale replica of the Santa Maria.
I think it's important for people to see the size of the ship. They're always surprised at how small it is. I mean, it's not a very big ship. When you look at it from the shore, it looks smaller than it actually is. When you get on it, there is room for 40 people, but it still would be tight quarters.
The Santa Maria was the largest of his three ships, measuring about 100 feet long and 22 feet wide. It carried enough provisions to feed all 40 crew members for the entire voyage. Just because it was the largest ship, though, did not make it the best ship.
Well, he didn't really like the Santa Maria because she was very slow and very clumsy. His favorite ship actually was the Nina.
The Nina was the smallest of the three, measuring about 65 feet long and 18 feet wide. The Santa Maria ran aground in present-day Haiti in 1492. However, the tiny Nina made three trips with Columbus across the Atlantic, totaling over 25,000 miles. Seeing a full-scale replica of the ship helps one understand the daunting task of crossing an ocean 500 years ago. It's all a part of the interesting history people discover aboard Columbus's flagship. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.